Win and in was the mission, and the Vikings got it done. This is the Between the Lions postgame report. Mike Wobschall here with Paul Allen. The Vikings win 49-17.
Yeah.
And they are in the playoffs. They're in, but their work is not done. But let's focus on what just happened. In a win and in scenario, in prime time, the Vikings got the job done. They're a postseason team.
Yeah, there are so many scenarios still transpiring. Okay, next Sunday, 7:30 in the evening at Lambeau Field, win the division for the first time since 2009. I think that definitely will be the mantra all week, winning the division. But we could do Between the Lines, Wobby, for a good 30 minutes just congratulating Mike Zimmer on the awesome job he's done with the Minnesota Vikings since he took over in 2014. I mean, the 2013 defense, with all due respect, was arguably the worst in the history of Minnesota Vikings football. He takes over in 2014. It takes a step up. It's stepped up another level this year, giving up fewer than 20 points a game. Mike Zimmer is just so good at what he does. Offensively, Jerick McKinnon has 3 touchdowns the last 2 games. We could just go on and on and on, but it's now 1-in.
That's right. And 49 points on the board for the Vikings.
49 points.
That speaks offensive football points scored, but the defense scored some points, and the defense really held down an Odell Beckham Jr.-less Giants offense, really held them down. Now, you should, probably, but the Vikings got it done and intercepted Eli Manning 3 times, I believe. At one point in the game, Eli had 6 completions and 3 interceptions. A great quarterback had a tough night tonight.
Yeah, and again, that's part, you know, it has to do with Mike Zimmer and George Edwards and everybody involved with the defense. You know, the way the Vikings defense has improved this year, and to watch it through the games without Linval Joseph, Harrison Smith, and Anthony Barr, guys like Tom Johnson. Tom Johnson now has 5 sacks. He had 6.5 last year. He got some new money in the offseason. There was a time this season calling the games on the Vikings radio network where I was thinking to myself, you know, come on, Tom, let's get going. Let's get going. You had a career best 6.5 sacks last year. Then you get rookie Edmund Robinson, 7th rounder from Newberry. He has to play a lot. College free agent Anthony Harris, he has to play a lot because Harrison Smith's out. You know, they just, the next man up mentality may be cliched, but when you play for Mike Zimmer, George Edwards, and the rest of this defensive staff, they are so squared away and ready to go with whatever comes at them. I just couldn't be more proud to call games for this team.
Maybe not the most spectacular box score for Teddy Bridgewater, but don't let that fool you. He played well, was big on third down, hitting Jarius Wright a few times for big gains, and had a very nice touchdown pass to Kyle Rudolph, where he looked off a safety and then threw it down the other seam to Rudy in the end zone, led him beautifully for a touchdown early in the game. And, you know, a lot of the doubt on Teddy coming into the NFL was, can he play in the cold?
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, how about, you know, tonight he wins a game and it's super cold out. So I think Teddy had a good game too.
Yeah, you know, it's en vogue for those who are impassioned by the Vikings and follow the Vikings and football closely. And I'm not taking a shot at anybody, but it's en vogue to take Teddy Bridgewater's stats through 26 or 27 games and compare them to like when Christian Ponder was here, Derek Carr, who went, I think, 4 picks behind Teddy in the 2014 draft. One thing you need to know is that this is not fantasy football. This is reality football. And Teddy Bridgewater, God bless him, when he makes mistakes, he does not torpedo games.
Right.
There are quarterbacks in the NFL who have loftier stats than Teddy. But you know what? They throw more pick sixes in 1 week than he's thrown in his entire career. Teddy is a very, very... a very safe quarterback, but he's also getting good enough so that he can shake off safeties, like Wobby just said, and find somebody like Kyle Rudolph. This is a long-term situation with Teddy, and he is a franchise quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings for many years.
Go take a look at that Rudy touchdown. It was a beautiful throw, fitted into a tight spot, and a key score early in the game. Now, super fun week coming up for the Vikings. Okay?
Are you kidding me?
I mean, Adrian Peterson, by the way, is chasing a rushing title. He's in the lead right now.
Yeah.
This would be his 3rd NFL rushing title.
But you know what? Adrian Peterson picks up rushing titles at Home Depot. I mean, he has 10 rushing touchdowns this year. It's the 8th season he's done that, tying himself with Emmitt Smith. LaDainian Tomlinson had 9. But this is an entire week of Green Bay Packers speculation, because
right.
if you win at Lambeau Field, we're back here in Minneapolis for a playoff game within the next couple of weeks. We haven't beaten the Packers since 2012. They killed us earlier this year, and hopefully the Vikings don't have penalties early in the game, because it felt like everything was first and 20 and second and 28. We haven't won the division since 2009. Whenever you're drawing comparisons to 2009, that's pretty good,
right.
because that was a fun year, except for the way it ended.
You're already excited.
Oh, my God.
So, huge week coming up. We encourage you to stay tuned to Vikings.com. Check out Paul's radio show during the week. We'll sit around all day in Appleton
yes,
on Sunday.
Yes, we will.
We'll scoreboard watch a little bit. We'll
I love
chill,
Appleton.
And then we'll amp it up for another huge Sunday night game next week for the Vikings at Lambeau Field with the NFC North title on the line. Anything else to add before we close?
Just a high five and a happy New Year hug to you. And happy holidays, a late Merry Christmas, and an early happy holidays to all you wonderful Vikings fans at Vikings.com.
Well said. We love you all. That's the Between the Lines postgame report for tonight. The Vikings win. They win big. They're in the playoffs, but they still have some work to do. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more.